The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover. AD is with us. We got other special guests. Raph is out in Alabama still, but we got Tom Massey with us. We got Jeff Essink is back, as he was for the first hour. Gentlemen, I'll ask you first before we even talk about football. How's your Thanksgiving hangovers today? Are you good?
Oh, I feel great. I was in bed at 9 o'clock.
Oh, come on, Jeff.
I mean, I'm refreshed.
Different than AD's experience from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, totally different. Well, AD could sleep in. I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, but AD could sleep in, roll out of bed. Of course, he was texting me at midnight.
Yes.
So I knew he was up. I had to, you know, when you get into your mid-40s like I am, you know, you have to go to the bathroom, right, in the middle of the night. So yeah, I got up and had to go to the bathroom, and I had a text from AD. You know, so I knew he was up doing something.
Do we know that he went to bed, actually?
Yeah, AD, can you confirm you slept last night?
For a few. I got it. What's
well,
up, Marky Mark?
Mark's here. Yeah.
I got a few hours in last night.
You man. Got enough to look festive today. Yes. And you're, I mean, if you're not watching the stream, AD has got it going on. The Nebraska tie, the red checkered shirt.
I rarely wear this tie. It's Iowa.
Yeah.
The only – and we've heard all year, Raph will tease me sometime. I mean, we'll get Raph on the Zoom later.
Yep,
we'll
will.
On the Zoom.
Yep.
I tease – Raph always teases my K-State. The only team that I cannot root for, I cannot stand, is Iowa. Iowa folks that are listening, I'm sorry. I appreciate you. But I just can't get with Iowa. I can't do it.
I have a worse view of them, which is I'm completely indifferent.
Why?
I think part of it is it's this old canard of, hey – once you win a national championship, then I will get bothered about Iowa, Nebraska, right? And they're losing their minds right now listening because they've beaten us every game.
Seven straight times.
Yeah, since the first Bush administration.
It feels like. Sadly, it feels that way.
I can't develop the enmity for him.
And I can tell you, Tom, living in Iowa for 38 years.
Oh, man.
38 years.
If I brought that up, I hear – well, do you need to dust them off? Like, quit living in the past. This is, I mean, I hear that so much. So, if I bring up, let me see your national titles.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, that was 25 years ago. Move
Still
on.
Still got them.
I know, but that's what I deal with on a daily basis in my life.
But
it's sort of
like saying, hey, you know, I don't care about you guys because, or you know, you haven't had a hole in one yet. Well, I don't care if it's
right.
25 years ago.
Yeah, I still got one.
By the way, my son called me yesterday. He was out at Wolf Creek outside of Vegas and got his first hole in one.
Wow.
Which one? Joe. Joe got a hole
in one. Joe Massey got a hole in one. 100, nice. Let's see, 116 yards, par three with the 58-degree gap wedge.
And nailed it.
And I'm telling you, Iowa has never had a hole-in-one in football. That's what I'm saying right now.
Well, now, they allegedly had one from the Cedar Rapids Gazette newspaper in 1957 that they claim is a national championship.
That sounds legit
to me. Or 51, 55. I don't know the exact year. Right. But it is the Cedar Rapids Gazette poll that had them number one in the 50s. So, I'll just leave that
there. But you guys, both of what you just said, okay. And we do got a caller. We're going to get Will on here, too.
Okay, hang on a second.
We get Will. What you just mentioned, Jeff, the 38 years of just misery you had when the folks were teasing you. And you brought it up, Mass. I mean, you said because they don't have a national championship. It's because they don't have one is why they piss me off so much, because they act like they do have one. Like you mentioned, I don't care if it was 25 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago. We still have natties in the trophy case. You don't. Not one. Well, do they have a conference championship?
And they can't.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I think Hayden Fry. Hayden Fry would
have. Big Ten title.
So, yeah, they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've been there.
So eons ago.
Right.
But, and which is fine, but they still have.
Has Ferentz won a conference title?
So Ferentz has won some co-championships. Okay. Like in 2002, they went to the Orange Bowl.
Okay.
They played USC. They were co-Big Ten champions. They also, there was a year that they, when they went to, they played Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl, they were co-champions. So there were a couple years that they were co-Big Ten champions before Nebraska joined the Big Ten. So, yes, he does have a couple co-Big Ten championships under his resume.
But
yes.
Not a single national championship to be seen.
Not according to the Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, there you go.
Batch Gazette.
We got a phone call. There's a game today. Nebraska plays Iowa at 3:00, and then we'll have news at some point in the next couple days regarding the head coach situation. Yes. But there's someone wants to call about Mickey Joseph. Will, you're on early break. The spillover. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Will?
Hey, I just had a question about Mickey.
Okay.
I don't have any problems with Mickey. I think he's a hard worker. He's a good coach, a good recruiter. But my problem is with Mickey is, okay, he didn't inherit, I mean, he did inherit all the problems that Scott Bross, did before him. So I don't blame him for that. But his only two wins were against Indiana and Rutgers, and we stole that game against Rutgers. Rutgers should have won that game. Why is everyone giving Mickey Joseph a free pass and saying that, yeah, he probably should be Nebraska's head coach or, all that stuff. And I know he's probably not going to be the next head coach, but why is everyone, I can understand that Mickey Joseph won 4 or 5 games, but he won 2 games and one of them we stole basically.
Thanks, Will. I'll answer that. I mean, in terms of why people are optimistic about Mickey. Again, there's a lot of people that say Mickey's not ready for the job, and so it's not everybody. There's a big divide in terms of who wants Mickey as the head coach and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. But regarding the wins and losses, I mean, it was unfair for Mickey Joseph to – he can't change the roster midseason. He cannot go in there and just say, you know what, magically play better. Mm-hmm. He can change the ways he speaks to the team, and he changed – Bill Bush from special teams to defensive coordinator, like that was a good move. Mm-hmm. But you can't just upgrade your talent midseason. Right. You mm-hmm. have what you have. You can't control the injuries to Casey Thompson mm-hmm. and realize that you're struggling for depth behind that for the current offense you run. So I know that, ideally, if you want to make it easy to hire Mickey, you want 4 or 5 wins. It's just that was going to be hard no matter what with the situation that was left by Scott Frost, right?
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What you're saying, and Will, we appreciate the call, brother. You know, and there's fair assessments, what you just brought up. And I'm just going to just echo with what Jake said. I mean, you can't flip your roster midseason.
Can't.
And I think that one of the great qualities about Mickey, what he mentioned, he goes, he's never said, these aren't my guys. These aren't my kids. I look at these guys like my sons. And I know firsthand from talking to a few of the players that they would want Mickey as their coach. They've mentioned that. But I'm going to say this, though. I would like that. I've mentioned that a number of times. But I'm going to support who they bring in. I've supported every coach they've brought in. I've been pissed off at times, thrilled at times, the whole thing. But the end is bigger than any name that's going to be out there. So, Will, you know, like I said, you have legitimate everyone that listens to the show, everybody has their choice. And I agree with that. All of our choice may not be the same. However, though, to your point, Jake, what he had to inherit, what he dealt with, what he's had to deal in dealing with still, you can't change habits in 8 games.
No.
In fact, here's the reality. It's going to be hard in a year to change what's happening because you still have certain guys that are on your roster. And those kids, it's not like a lack of effort. You know, it's just you have what you have. If I only got – perfect example, yesterday in Thanksgiving, if I only got so many things to work with and cook with, that's what you're getting for dinner. And I can do the best that I can to spice it up, et cetera, but those are my main ingredients. And I think Mickey and the guys that are down there now have done the best they can with the ingredients they have.
AD, I think the habits – have changed for the better.
Yes, like, they have.
You don't see us getting 10 penalties a game.
Right.
You don't see us committing the critical holding penalty on the final drive where we just get a first down and there's just a stupid penalty or a fluky play where we just mess up. Right. I think now, like, you know, we might just not have the horses to get it done in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
But we're not making the dumb mistake that we've seen for 4 years.
Absolutely.
So I think the habits are getting better. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just not translating into wins at the very end, but they are getting better.
Like even the Wisconsin game, it wasn't a dumb mistake.
Right.
There wasn't a block punt or a terrible pick. It was just they couldn't score at the very end.
Right. Yep. Right.
One thing I noticed too is this year, last year we were heavily penalized, as everyone remembers.
Yes.
And this year we've gotten to, I think, like 38th out of 131 teams.
Yeah.
And that's all about getting the kids to focus, locking them down, remembering snap counts, being more disciplined. And that really is attributable to him and probably Bush.
Absolutely.
As well.
And you're not playing Rick Ross during practice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No disrespect on Rick Ross, but it's like, are we practicing or are we at a dance club?
Yeah.
They're having fun. Let's get another phone call. We got Chris. Chris, you're up next on the Spillover. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey knew what he was signing up for. This is no surprise. Everybody said it's unfair. This is what he signed up for. Trev told him, you know, hey, you're going to be the head coach probably sometime. And so it's no surprise. It's not unfair. And the offense has been horrific since he took.
Nope, I think we lost Chris. He was saying the offense has been bad since Mickey took over. Again, that's a lot of that's because you had an injury at quarterback. You still have issues at offensive line that we all know about that have not been resolved and can't be resolved midseason. They made some changes, but then you had injuries there too. So again, is that all Mickey's fault? It's just he probably wasn't really allowed to make a decision on the offensive coordinator either, because that guy, you know, Mark Whipple, made a lot of money to come here. You can't fire him after 4 games because he doesn't fit your mantra.
Nor can you change the offense midseason.
You can't.
Everyone says, hey, you know, look, I'm one of them. Like, why can't we run more counters? Or why can't we run trap game? Why can't we do duo? Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't practiced it. Right. You don't in college. You don't just change your offense after you know three games.
It doesn't work and that who's way. To say the offense wouldn't look like this if Frost was still the head coach? I mean,
absolutely.
The two games that they scored a lot of points were against Northwestern, who's 1-10.
Yep.
And Georgia Southern, who has no defense.
Right.
Like we struggled in our second game against North Dakota, whoever we played way back then.
Yeah.
We struggled to score then. So who's saying it wouldn't look the same?
Right. Right. That offense, it is what it is right now. It's reality.
Go back to the phones. We got Tucker. Tucker, you're on the spillover. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, Tucker? Thanks for calling in.
Not too much, man. Hey, you know, I just want to say, you know, if we're going to go for the gold, then we need to reach for the gold. And, you know, I don't know why everybody's in such an uproar about Urban Meyer, but I think these other coaches that are in line are good coaches. But my grandma always told me you can't get eggs by stabbing the pot pie. You know, we keep reaching for these things that are not going to come to fruition. They're just not. We need the best, hire the best, and go from there. And if we don't, we're right back to Scott Frost, right back to Riley. It's just going to be a repetitive madness. And after all, the word fanatic, if you look at the last part of that word, it says addict. Nebraska fans are missing the dopamine.
Oh, boy.
We're not getting them 60, 70, 80-yard runs from our backs anymore. And that's the juice, man. And the people prey off that. They want that. And so, you know, like with any addict, man, you give them bad dope, they're not very happy. So that's the state of the mentality of the fan base. They want results. And I just think we're taking too big of a risk and a chance. So that's all I have to say about that, brother. Love your show, man. You know, and I just really hope they keep Mickey, too.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tucker.
Tucker's got to call back in more often, man.
You can't get eggs by stabbing a pot pie. Was that what Grandma said? I've never heard that one before.
Well, the addict and fanatic. I'm like, I've never heard that. Tucker, you got to call in more, my man.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first opium reference I've heard on the show.
It's the first time for everything, right?
I loved it. That's awesome.
Thanks, Tucker.
Another phone call. We've got Rush. Rush, you're on the spillover. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. You just got to burn it down. You got to take it to the ground.
What does that look like to you, Rush?
Dead serious. My father played there in 1950. He was an All-American. I have gone through the Glassford area, Jennings, Devaney, Osborne, and let me tell you, it is so messed up down there right now. You just got to take it to the ground and start rebuilding.
Okay. Thank you, Rush. Appreciate that.
That is that's a sentiment.
Rush is extreme right now.
Yeah.
He's not alone out there.
He said burn it to the ground. It reminds me when he just mentioned that. You remember the movie Troy?
Yeah.
Remember that guy come? They actually get into Troy, and he goes, "Burn it, burn it, burn Troy to the ground!" Yes.
In the Trojan horse,
yeah, right.
So we want to. Wow, wonderful.
Oh man, Eric A4 says AD reminded me of how my grandpa used to dress on a Husker Grant game day.
Well, that's good. Hey, you're festive.
Yeah, and then he goes, "What in the holy hell is happening right now?"
No kidding.
Great phone call. Thank you for everybody who called in. This will be the case.
The fans are in a great mood today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
8 o'clock. Yeah, we're ready.
After Thanksgiving.
This is ready.
People we're talking about opium. We're talking about arson.
Oh, dear goodness. All right, fellas, I'm going to pass it off to you guys for the drive. The drive is next. See you.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.